Welcome back to the Christmas podcast.
Today, guys, we have something reversed and special planned for you.
I will be reversing the 25 icebreaker questions, but instead of asking it to Dylan, Dylan's going to ask it to me. Let's get started. Number one
is, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
I gotta say, leaving milk and cookies for Santa.
Nice. Do you have a favorite holiday snack?
Not really. I mean, there's many good ones, so I'm just gonna say I'm neutral on that one.
Nice choice. And then third is, what's one dish you can't do without on your Christmas dinner table?
I like whatever they make. They always make something different, you know, so I'm going to say I'm neutral on that one, too.
Number four, what's your earliest Christmas memory?
Maybe when I got earliest, like, when I was, like, five and I got, like, a little toy, like an electronic piano toy. Yeah, that's probably my earliest Christmas memory.
Number five, do you wrap your presents or put them in gift bags?
Wrap, totally.
Number six, do you open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve night or on Christmas morning?
Christmas morning.
Number seven, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I've never seen Die Hard. But I think, yes.
Eight, what's your gift-giving process?
I think go to the store, buy a gift, bring it back, get some paper, get the wrapping, wrap it up, tape it, put it under the Christmas tree, and shabam.
Number nine, what's the best Christmas candy you've ever had?
Best Christmas candy I've ever had. I honestly don't know. If you guys have any suggestions, tell me down in the comments.
Number 10. Is there a holiday movie you watch every year?
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Number 11. If you had to travel for the holidays, where would you want to go?
I've probably said this once or twice, but I think I want to go to New York or Poland.
Nice. Number 12. Have you ever had a white Christmas?
Nope. We live in Florida.
Number 13. If you had to pick one store to receive all your presents from, which store would you pick?
I would say Amazon. They have, like, a wide variety. Totally.
Nice. Number 14. Do you prefer buying the perfect present or receiving a present?
Well, buying the perfect present? Like, the perfect present, like, what? Like, I guess I could say, buying the perfect present, because the perfect present means everything.
Yeah. Number 15. What's the best outdoor snow activity?
The best outdoor snow sledding.
Nice. Number 16. What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
I forgot, but it's that one. It's that one where they're like in little tubes almost, and they slide down like snow or ice. I forgot the name, but if you know, tell me. All right.
Number 17. If you're an elf, what would your elf name be?
Cookie.
Nice. Number 18. You're left home alone and there are bandits trying to break in. How do you booby trap your house?
All right. Modern times, I can just call the police, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but, like, okay, let's say we can't. So I think we like put ornaments so they step on them, and then we dye them in paint, and then we put screws on the floor so they fall into a screw. Yeah.
Number 19. Have you ever had a real Scrooge moment? Share the story with the group.
Don't know what that is. Next.
Number 20. What's the worst Christmas present you've ever received?
I don't have any bad presents because it's the thought that counts. So for me, that one's I don't have any.
Number 21. Do you prefer buying your presents in person or online?
In person.
Number 22. What's the perfect Christmas beverage?
Hot chocolate.
Nice. Number 23. What's your favorite Christmas flavor?
I don't know. Maybe, I just like hot chocolate.
Nice. Number 24. Do you have a holiday hack that helps you get through the season? Share it with the group.
Why would I have a hack that gets me through the season? I like the season, so I don't want to get through it too fast. Facts.
Number 25, last question. Where is the best place to see Christmas lights?
That one drive-thru. I forgot the name, but it's like, well, you drive it, it's like 30 minutes of complete lights. So, yep. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Christmas podcast.
Stay tuned for next episode.
Next week. See ya.